Next patient is Washington Francine. Washington, WASHINGTON Francine, FRANCINE. Date of birth is 4/21/56. Date of visit 11/25/22. Please make copy for April Gustafson, ARNP. Gustafson, GUSTAFSON. Gustafson, April. April, APRIL. Date of birth is, date of birth of the patient, 4/21/56. Date of visit, 11/25/22. Please make a copy for the, for April. Next paragraph. Dear April, thank you for sending Francine Washington for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is abnormal chest CT with lung nodule. Next paragraph, history of the illness. This is a 66-year-old African-American female who was recently sent for a CT chest on October 21st, 2022. Showed a irregularly shaped left upper lobe lung nodule measuring 1.8 centimeter, and another pleural based 5.5 millimeter nodule in the left upper lobe as well, period. The patient also had some diffuse interstitial prominence in the subpleural locations. And irregular soft tissue mass in the superior mediastinum measuring 5.6 centimeter. Period. She was advised further workup for the lung nodules. The patient has had no shortness of breath. She has an occasional cough, denies weight loss, denies any hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, history of chronic bronchitis, history for arthritis and cataracts, denies significant surgery except for cataracts. Next line, allergies, none listed. Next line, habits. The patient smoked for 35 years, about a pack per day. I'm sorry, about a quarter pack per day. Denies significant alcohol use. Next line, say allergies, none listed. Next, family history. Mother died of uterine cancer. Next line, system review. The patient has wheezing and some shortness of breath. Denies any chest pains. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. No urinary symptoms, flank pains, or dysuria. She has some joint pains and no leg or calf muscle pains. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has leg edema. And she has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. She has easy bruising, and she has no hay fever or asthma, complaints of fatigue. Next paragraph, med list. Included hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams daily, Norvasc, 2.5 milligrams daily, Strivadi Respimat, Strivedi is STRIVERDI. Strivedi, resting mat. 2 puffs a day. Estroven, ESTROVEN, 1 daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This obese, elderly, African American female is alert. No acute distress, no pallor sign of this icterus or peripheral edema. Icterus, but there is mild peripheral edema. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 94, as patient's 20, temps 97.5, weight is 211, saturation 97. HENT had non-sphalic pupils reactive and equal, is clear of it, clear throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds at the bases. Scattered wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular, as on an S2 no murmur. The abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. 1 plus edema, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus of the gross motor lesions, cranial nasogastrial intact. Skin, no lesions. Tag paragraph, impression. Number 1 is left upper lobe lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number 2 is mediastinal mass. Number 3 is probable COPD. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, rule out obstructive sleep apnea. Number 6 is degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to continue with the Strivedi inhaler, 2 puffs daily, and get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodule. If there is any suggestion of significant uptake, a CT-guided needle biopsy could be attempted. A complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study was ordered. CBC complete metabolic and CBC and metabolic profile was reviewed and appears to be in normal limits. A follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for April Gustafson, ERNP. This is Dr. D'Souza.